And we've got Rafaela, who is a teacher at St. John Fisher in Pointe Claire. Back to school today?
Yes, I'm back at school.
Okay. Oh. Are you mentally prepared for this?
Yes, yes, I'm okay.
All right. Back to school, and you're ready to take Sam down on your first day back.
Yes, I'll do my best.
Rafaela, good luck. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Rafaela, what animated movie is To Infinity and Beyond from?
Toy Story.
What are stuffed squares of pasta called?
Raviolis.
What bead artist's alter ego is Sasha Fierce?
Beyonce.
What do you call small mounds of snow on a ski hill?
No idea.
What animal's scientific name is Canis lupus familiaris?
That's a wolf.
What do you call small mounds of snow on a ski hill?
I have no idea. Pass again.
Well, that's all. That's the last one. Just guess. Just guess.
Small amounts of snow.
There's the buzzer. You did a very, very nice job. We're going to bring Sam back in. What were we playing in his headphones in the isolated booth this morning? Anything good?
Dead silence. He's alone with his thoughts.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting choice.
Well, a little disco flavor.
Get you going this morning, Sam?
A little bit, yes.
All right. You're up against Rafaela. She teaches grade 6 at St. John Fisher in Pointe Claire.
Oh, I'm always scared going up against teachers.
Right?
They have such a depth of knowledge.
Yeah, they do.
But then again, so do I. So let's see who has the deeper one.
What?
Deeper depth of knowledge.
Okay, I got you. What animated movie is To Infinity and Beyond from?
Toy Story.
What are stuffed squares of pasta called?
Ravioli.
What beat artist's alter ego is Sasha Fierce?
No idea.
What do you call small mounds of snow on a ski hill?
Moguls.
What animal's scientific name is Canis lupus familiaris?
I know it because it's part of my last name. It's a wolf.
What beat artist's alter ego is Sasha Fierce?
Sasha Fierce. How much time do I have left? 5 seconds. Okay.
He doesn't know.
This is my time, Rafaela.
No idea. I love it. All right, let's see how you guys made out. What animated movie is To Infinity and Beyond from? It is Toy Story. You're both correct on that one.
Okay.
Stuffed squares of pasta are called ravioli, and you both get that right.
Mm-hmm.
What beat artist alter ego is Sasha Fierce? Of course it's Beyonce. Sam, woo-hoo! How could you? Yeah.
Where does the Sasha come from?
She's always spoken. That's who she becomes when she steps on stage. That's
really?
Who she becomes.
And she addresses herself in the third person?
Yeah, she does. Okay. And it's working really well for her.
Okay.
Sasha Fierce and Rafaela knew that. Nice work.
Nice.
Rafaela,
right.
We can be friends. What do you call small mounds of snow on a ski hill? The answer is moguls. And Sam was correct on that one. And the final question, what animal's scientific name is Canis lupus familiaris? It's actually dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And you were both incorrect on that one.
Yep.
Oh,
so
Canis canine, but lupus, lupo, you, lupo.
Okay. Lupo, this isn't about you.
Is it a wolf dog?
No, it's time
a wolf dog.
It's time for a tiebreaker now, though. So Sam is going to leave, so it is kind of about him. Okay. So Sam's going to leave the studio once again. I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is a number, Rafaela.
Okay.
You've got 5 seconds to answer. Whoever comes closest is the winner, okay?
Okay.
Rafaela, what is the sum of the numbers 90210?
Ooh.
13.
Okay. We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. It's an easy one, but tough when the clock is ticking.
Oh, really? Because I thought it was really tough.
It's easy when if anybody were to ask you this outside of 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you ready?
Yes.
That's enough. Yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
Sam, what is the sum of the numbers 90210?
90211112.
Yeah, Sam was right. You
were
right.
I was so nervous.
I know. It's not easy when the clock is ticking. You said 13. You were so close. I tested this on a few people the other day. And a lot of people said 13, too. I'm so sorry. It was a pleasure having you on.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful school year, and thank you so much for doing what you do every day.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Melanie, who's ready to take Sam down. You're back to work. You had a good weekend, Mel?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Amazing. And you're feeling smart.
I'm feeling smart.
Okay, cool. We are cheering for you. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, Melanie. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay, Melanie, what title does someone who is knighted gain?
Pass.
What is the term for 3 consecutive strikes in bowling?
Oh, pass.
What actress's ex-husbands include Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher?
Demi Moore.
Who said, "My, what big teeth you have"?
Oh, Little Red Riding Hood.
What does Mark Wahlberg go as when he's a musician?
Marky Mark.
What title does someone who is knighted gain?
Ooh.
All right, that was a buzzer.
All right, buzzer, and we're going to bring Sam back in here. He was in an isolated booth listening to this in his headphones. All right, Sam, you're back. You're ready to take Melanie down?
Back and ready to take whoever I'm facing down.
You're a little slow for a Monday.
A little bit. I had a wedding last night.
A wedding on a Sunday.
Ooh. Yeah, my cousin got married, so congratulations to Tommy and Sam.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's why he's moving like molasses, Melanie. It's good news for you. All right.
It was all those two-finger whiskeys last night.
30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Okay. What title does someone who is knighted gain?
It would be Sir or a Dame.
What is the term for three consecutive strikes in bowling?
That's a turkey.
What actress's ex-husbands include Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher?
Demi Moore.
Who said, my, what big teeth you have?
The Little Red Riding Hood.
What does Mark Wahlberg go as when he's a musician?
When he's a musician? Mm-hmm. I thought he's done with that. Marky Mark, I suppose. Mackie Mack with the Boston accent.
Mackie Mack? Yeah. Okay.
Mackie Mack.
Say your mother for me.
He answered all the questions. Let's see how you guys did this morning. Melanie, you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Not really. What title does someone who is knighted gain? The answer is Sir or Dame. Sam was correct on that one.
Nice.
The term that is used for three consecutive strikes in bowling, it's a turkey. And Sam is a turkey, and he knew that one. A turkey. What actresses' ex-husbands include Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher? It's Demi Moore, and you're both correct on that. Keeping up with your biz. I like it. Who said, my, what big teeth you have? That was Little Red Riding Hood. You both got that right. Mm-hmm. And the last question, what does Marky Mark go as when he's a musician? What does Mark Wahlberg go as when he's a musician? And it is Marky Mark, and you're both correct on that one. So unfortunately, you did really well, Melanie, but that does make Sam the winner this morning.
I guess I have to play chess and bowling a little more.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. It was so much fun having you on this morning, though, and please try again soon, okay? We'd love for you to take him down.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.